Dean Richards back with us for the Entertainment Report.
Happy New Year.
Hope you had a good holiday. Yeah, same to you, Dean.
Yeah, thank you.
And a lot of people went to the movies the last couple of weeks.
Man,
and
did
I guess
they?
Avatar was the big winner, huh?
Avatar is turning out to be one of the big winners of the year. It crossed over the $1 billion mark. This movie has only been out for, what, 3 weeks? Maybe a month tops? I think 3 weeks. And it took in over the Christmas weekend, took in $63 million. Over the New Year's weekend, $40 million. So its grand total take now is just over $1 billion worldwide, which is absolutely amazing. Now, it is a little more expensive to go see this movie, because a lot of people are going to see it on IMAX, which I recommend, 3D, which I recommend. This movie is most impressive in the visual sense. The story is, you know, just, I think it's just okay. But if you want to be blown away visually, this is the movie to see. Avatar, Fire and Ash. Zootopia 2 is hanging in there as well. It took in $19 million. For the holiday weekend, The Housemaid after that, Marty Supreme, the Timothy Chalamet movie, and the ever-popular Anaconda, rounding out the top five. So many people shocked that I gave a good review to Anaconda, because it's not normally my kind of movie. You know, a giant snake movie is not... really, but it was funny. I found Jack Black and Paul Rudd really funny. The writing, unusually good for a movie like this. So if you're just looking for some, you know, mind candy, and you don't mind giant snakes, some people recoil just at the idea of it. There's the top five movies out there right now.
The trailer for Anaconda, I have to say, looked kind of stupid to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's more than fair. And the movie is kind of stupid, but it, you know, sometimes that's just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Avatar because you've got to, you know, plan your day accordingly. Yes. For the, what is it, almost 4 hours?
It's, well, 3 hours and 15 minutes, yes. You have to at least plan your beverage drinking before and maybe after, around something like that. I got to mention as well, it's not performing huge at the box office. But this Hugh Jackman, Kate Hudson movie, Song Sung Blue, about the Neil Diamond tribute band, is a really lovely movie. It's the story about resilience of this real-life couple out of Milwaukee. Lightning and Thunder, I think, is what they were called. They were very popular Neil Diamond tribute band, and Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson take on the roles of this, but it's loaded with great Neil Diamond music. It's a very touching story of resilience. I got to recommend this. It came in number 8 at the box office, so it's not burning up the box office at all, but I think something worth seeing.
Yeah, we saw it. It was along with, what's that movie with Clooney and Sandler that I like?
Yeah, Jake Kelly.
Jake Kelly, Song Sung Blue, my favorite movie of the year.
Yeah.
I really thought it was fantastic. They were both great. And people in Milwaukee, very familiar with those
two.
Oh,
my gosh. Oh, my gosh. They are legends in Milwaukee. And they would come down to Chicago every once in a while to play down here as well. You know, if you're a Neil Diamond fan, it's not the Neil Diamond story. A lot of people think it's the musical that's based on Neil Diamond's life and career, Beautiful Noise. It's not. Mm-hmm. It is about this musical duo and what they went through in their life to try to achieve their goals. But really well performed. And, you know, as I said when I reviewed it, it's so good, so good, so good.
You know what? Marianne's not a big Neil Diamond fan, but she loved the movie, too. I'm not surprised it's not doing well at the box office, though. Not enough car chases and laser beams and special effects.
Not one monster in the whole movie.
Just a good story, which is why I love it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy talk for a movie story.
we got caught up on movies. We saw a couple on the stream, but went to the theater to see a couple as well. We saw Marty Supreme.
Nice, nice.
And Eternity, which I thought was kind of not as good as Defending Your Life, but the same idea. And also, we saw One Battle After Another.
Very nice. Yeah, which was a big winner at the Critics' Choice Awards. We'll talk about that in a minute. But what was your take on Marty Supreme? Because that one's turning out to be a love it or hate it kind of movie. Timothée Chalamet also was a big winner at the Critics' Choice Awards last night. But I think it's his performance in this movie, smart writing and his performance that make that movie to check out.
He was great. I thought it was good. Everybody else in my family thought it was great. To me, it was like a series of scenes, kind of episodic, as opposed to one great story. And those scenes were well-crafted and, in many cases, a lot of fun to watch.
Yep.
I got to get a rating. I get a, like you have. I don't know what mine's called.
Bob's list, yeah. Something.
Yeah. I give it one less than the rest of the family. We will talk about those Critics' Choice Awards, and also we have some Billy Joel news for you coming up with Dean. Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards. These Critics' Choice Awards, is that something that Hollywood really respects, Dean?
It has turned out to be that way. It used to be just another of the million award shows that happened before the Golden Globes and the Oscars, but now it is... I'd say it's really the first major award show of the year now. Critics' Choice Awards are given out by the Critics' Choice Association, which is a group of 600 television, radio, and online critics. I'm one of them. I'm a voting member of this group. And every year we pick our favorite movies and our favorite television shows and performers. And last night... we gave out our awards, and just like it's been happening all awards season long so far, with critics associations, and over the weekend, the National Board of Review, which is a really big prestigious honor, gave One Battle After Another its top pick as best movie of the year. That was also the Critics' Choice pick. Timothée Chalamet from Marty Supreme won Best Actor of the Year. Jessie Buckley won for the movie and Best Actress for the movie Hamnet. Paul Thomas Anderson, who directed One Battle After Another, won Best Directing Honors. The movie Sinners, which was actually my pick for favorite movie of the year, took home 4 awards last night. Best Casting and Ensemble, Best Young Actor, won Best Original Screenplay, number of awards. On the television side, The Pitt won Best Drama Series, with Noah Wiley taking Best Acting Honors. Rhea Seehorn from Pluribus winning Best Actress. On the comedy side, it was The Studio winning Best Comedy Series. And Seth Rogen from the series winning Best Actor. Jean Smart winning Best Actress in a Comedy for her show Hacks. Adolescence won Best Limited Series. Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, won Best Movie Made for Television. Best Variety Show, Last Night Tonight with John Oliver. And not a surprise, Jimmy Kimmel won Best Talk Show after everything that he has been through. The broadcast and film community came together to give him this honor. And, he talked about what a tough year it was for him when his show was pulled off. He, took the opportunity to, make fun of everything, including the president, as he's been doing. But also the many laughs provided by the host of the show, Chelsea Handler. This is her 4th year back now as host of the Critics' Choice Awards. And she not only provided some laughs, but also a touching moment talking about Rob Reiner. Take a listen to a little of her monologue. Yeah, she was actually pretty good. A nice balance of keeping things moving, but not getting in the way of the content of the show. We've got a full list of all the winners posted up at WGNTV.com/Dean's List. And get ready for more, because the Golden Globes are next weekend. So if you love award shows,
'tis the season.
It's you're in luck, and if you don't worry. I watch so you don't have to.
This is kind of a depressing story about what happened to Mickey Rourke. Fill us in, Dean.
Yeah, this is kind of a regular working actor. You would think that some of the projects that he's been involved in, you know, that he'd have a couple of bucks put away. But apparently not. Mickey Rourke, as it turns out, has been not able to pay his rent on his home for the last 6 months or so. He is $59,000 short in paying his rent. So he approved a GoFundMe page for himself, and people have been donating money to help him prevent being evicted from his home. And as of last night, he raised $40,000 of the $60,000. So, it's working, and people are being generous and in helping him.
And finally, does this Billy Joel sighting mean he's getting healthy?
Let me back up a little bit and just provide some details on the story. Early last year, Billy Joel had to postpone some concerts for surgery that he had to have. At the time, he did not say what the surgery was about, but he was out for a little while. Everybody thought he would be back. But then a month or so later, he revealed that he had been diagnosed with something called normal pressure hydrocephalus, which is a brain condition that is a buildup of fluid in the brain. And the doctor said, you have to stop performing. You have to really, really take it easy. Performing is only going to make this condition worse. So he canceled all of the shows that he had planned, and he has pretty much been out of sight for about a year now, until this past Friday night, where in Wellington, Florida, a Billy Joel tribute band by the name of Turnstiles was doing a concert there, and their surprise guest on stage, Billy Joel. Now, he was walking very tentatively, very slowly. He was walking with a cane. His daughters were with him, assisting him, holding him. And he's very, very gingerly gets behind the piano and sits down on the piano bench and sounded as great as he ever did. Here's a little sampling of Billy Joel, first time in about a year performing publicly. You know, when you see the video, it's on YouTube if you want to take a look at it. You know, he is so tentatively walking up to the stage and holding on to everything, you know, and you think, oh boy, it's going to be one of these performances where you wind up feeling sorry for the person. But then he sits down and, you know, it's like when Tony Bennett was going through Alzheimer's and couldn't remember anything until the music started. Yeah. And then he was back to his old self again. That's how Billy Joel was. And there are no plans for him to do any more performances. He is still going through physical therapy. I'm sure his doctors are not crazy about the fact that he went on stage and performed, because they've been telling him that you have to stop doing that for a while until you're much better. So don't look for him to do it again, but he clearly was very happy being on the stage. You could tell that it felt good to him to be doing what he always did.
I bet. Just a couple of seconds before the news, you want to get in the breaking Netflix documentary bulletin?
Yeah, well, we had the Netflix series finale over the weekend, and God forbid that Netflix shouldn't try to get a little more blood out of this rock. They have just announced they're going to be releasing a Stranger Things documentary on the final season. One Last Adventure, The Making of Stranger Things 5, and it will begin streaming on Netflix on January the 12th. So if you can't get enough, here's one more thing you can watch.
Yeah, at least one more. Thanks, Dean. Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.